Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An annual cleanup effort along the Ouachita River is set for Saturday. The 8th annual Water Sweep brings volunteers together to improve locations along the waterway. With more on the event is City of Monroe Beautification Director Greg Smith. Greg, good to talk to you.
Bob, good to be here.
Where will people be meeting to get the water sweep underway coming up this weekend?
There are four primary meeting sites that have been set up. Those are moving from south to north, Lazar Point in West Monroe, Forsyth Boat Dock, then Moon Lake Recreation Area, and then Sterlington Boat Dock. And so all four of those areas will be equipped with grabbers and bags and those types of things. And what we're hoping to do, is to clean up those immediate areas on land there, but also get boaters in. Hopefully people can bring in their boats and then carry people out to more remote locations along the river and then pick up those areas as well.
So the call is still out then for boat owners to be able to participate.
Yes, as many boat owners as we can. And if they can provide, the one thing that gets to be an issue is life vest. And so if they have some additional life vest, or if those people planning to get in boats, if they would try to bring a life vest with them, that would help out the situation.
For boat owners that may be listening, Greg, what is the process as far as taking a group out, cleanup effort, and then what?
Well, basically what's going to happen is you're going to come in, register, and get the various items that you need.
Right.
And then they have already kind of scouted out some locations that we know need cleaning up. The Corps of Engineers has helped us with that, as well as Wildlife and Fisheries. So we'll be able to those have already been scouted out, and then they'll go out in the boats and bring the things up into the boat. Then one thing that we're doing is there's a barge from the Army Corps of Engineers that will be floating up and down the river. They'll be able to take those things to that barge rather than keeping coming back to the site that you started from.
Right, okay.
So that'll make it more efficient. And each site has Delta Disposals is one of the sponsors. They have put dumpsters at each one of those sites in order to collect what we do get. And so that will help us out as far as putting those things in there.
As far as volunteers go, can they assist by working on the boats, or are they strictly going to be along the levees and banks of the river?
Okay, they can work in the boats, but they also can work along the levees. In the course, I'll give you one example. I'm Keep Monroe Beautiful, so I deal primarily with Forsyth. Typically, we've had people come to clean up that Forsyth boat area, and you know, with the number of people, it gets done pretty quickly, especially that it's not that bad in the first place.
Right.
But we're expanding along that. It's the water's low enough at this point that bike trail is still available for cleanup, and then even as far south as the River Market, we're trying to clean up in that area, in the old Howard Griffith area,
right.
those type of places is what we're looking at doing. And then the same thing at Lazar and Moon Lake, they're kind of expanding out there. So yeah, you will have people that are able to clean up along the shoreline, but the boats help out as far as finding places where people go in, and they have established a quote-unquote beach, but then they litter that beach with the stuff. They don't bring it back with them. They leave it out there.
Right. As far as the collection itself goes, what have we seen in terms of the volume of what's been collected in recent sweeps?
Typically, we're getting around 7 to 8 tons. Previous year, last year was 7 tons, and the year before that was 8. And then we're hoping that what's going on is that people are not putting out as much, and so we're picking up less, that we've had an effect because our volunteers have been up. So hopefully that's what the case is. And typically you have a lot of stuff that's just simply falling out of boats, that's going along too fast, in a can or paper, that type of thing.
Right.
But on the other hand, you have things that are deliberately thrown in there, such as mattresses and toilets. Those just don't fall out of boats. So
yeah, I was going to say, in previous conversations, we talked about some of the bizarre things that you come across in these cleaning efforts.
Right.
Well, let's take a look at the other side of the issue. On the prevention side, if you see someone disposing of litter or objects into waterways, what can you do?
Okay, you can turn that in. The primary enforcement agency as far as the river is concerned is Wildlife and Fisheries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you can put in a call to them and let them know that you're seeing a situation like that. They've actually followed a trail of beer cans to some guys that were littering the river one time. So they're able to take care of that situation, and the fines are pretty much equivalent to those on land, and that's up to a $500 fine for someone littering. And then even dumping, I mean, you'll find that people will put things in a boat to take it somewhere to dump it, believe right. it or not. So it just gets interesting that people would get away from paying $10 to $12 to dispose of something that what they'll do. So
yeah, well, other local projects coming up this fall? What's on tap?
Yes. And by the way, I want to mention that this is Keep Monroe Beautiful is involved in this, but also Keep Wichita Parish Beautiful mm-hmm. and Keep West Monroe Beautiful. It's a joint effort, as are most of the projects that you see here related to litter and beautification.
Right.
And one thing that we do have coming up is a tire and electronics recycling day. What we're encouraging people to do is bring those tires to the site last year was a public safety center, but we're looking at Monroe Civic Center this year to more centralize that. But at any rate, we'll get word out on that. But the object is to get electronics that you typically cannot put into the waste stream, especially the larger television sets and things like that we don't want sitting on the side of the road. We want people to bring those in, as well as the tires. And then they'll also be available some cardboard and those types of things. We'll also be doing our parish share recycling drive.
Well, Greg, how can someone find out more about getting involved this weekend?
Okay, they can give me a call at 329-4683.
Calling yourself.
Yeah, 329-4683. I hope I'm saying that number right, but look it up, City of Monroe Beautification Coordinator, but they can give me a call and I can give them more details. But also they can go to watersweep.org. Watersweep.org this is the first year we've had a website in conjunction with this, and they not only can get more information, they can register there. And for those people that are registered, they get a free t-shirt.
And get started at what time Saturday?
9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Greg Smith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.